There's so many things that's already filling our schedule. Where we can just right at the beginning of the year come and say, Lord, this is all the things, but I want you to be a priority in my life. I want you to be first. And like we heard the guy that said this basically, usually there's one thing. Like when I'm training for races or whatever, that's the thing that I do, and then I almost, it's easy to fit in all the other stuff around it. Because I decided I want to do that. And my challenge and what I'm praying about for this year is I first follow the Lord and see how other things fit in around that. And it doesn't have to be that we're going to do a lot of stuff or that you're going to throw around everything that you do. I believe it's just a focus. Sometimes just a focus or energy. We can easily see what we value. That's where our time, our money, and our energy flows towards the things that we value in life. So, and I just want to encourage you, and I'm talking to myself as well, that this year, that we will, that our energy will flow towards God. That our energy will flow towards making God great and bringing glory to His name. And we all want to have a great life, and we want to be happy, and we want things to be in place. And it's actually also what God wants for us. He wants us to be fulfilled and have that good life. But He also understands how we must grow and in what we want to grow. And He sees a plan for each one of us. And that plan is before us. And I just realized maybe I don't want a year like last year. Some days were really tough. It's not that it's just, the tough is that will always be there. The hard times will be there. But sometimes I was just running on empty. And that's what I tell my children. I just say, that's junk. I don't like it. It's difficult. It's hard. When you run on empty, spiritually or in the natural, doesn't matter. It is difficult. And you're just angry. And some are angry of everyone. And I don't want that anymore. So just one thing that I just decided just to, me and Lee, just to take a Bible reading plan and just start reading scheduled, it's planned, so we do. And I fit a few things around that, but it just structured my life a bit, because God is real, the Word is alive, and out of that I'm learning so much, and I'm getting, I'm just experiencing God speaking to me on a daily basis. We don't have to go and look for something. I can just read. And God is just speaking to me. And I just realized that often this busyness that we're busy with, and like I said, you will know there's a rattle in your car, so you just put the music louder and you don't hear anything. And then it's all okay. It just covers up. Sometimes our busyness covers up things that's not right in our lives. And you never take time to stop. And actually, before we even think about all the other stuff, I just pray that each one of us, that we all just make time to stop with God and say, Lord, this thing that I'm carrying with, or just hurt, or this stuff, maybe this year, maybe I can pray about this. Maybe you can help me that we can sort it out. Maybe I can do something about this and just get freedom from this thing, from this weight that I've been carrying. And I realized that for us really to connect with one another, it comes from relationship. It's not easy that you're just going to walk up to someone and just open up and tell your whole story. Maybe if you know you're never going to see him again. But we see each other regularly. So I believe God has placed us together here for a purpose and for His plan. And different people, different backgrounds, and we're just different. But through that, we learn something about God. We learn something about the nature of the Lord. Because in each one of us, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. In other sense, there's all the time, as I prepared for today, where the Lord just told me, the devil just came and he robbed us from our identity. He robbed us from our identity in the Lord. He came and he spoke so many lies into our lives, so many things that's holding us back, and so many hurts and so many stuff that we just carry with, and you think that maybe the busyness can be loud enough that I don't have to stop. Maybe all this stuff in my life and the children, they're already keeping me busy. If you don't stop, then nothing is going to stop you. It's just going to drag you in all different places, in all different angles. And we're just running and running and running until the wheels come off. That's when we usually stop. And then it's something that could have been prevented. Because we're not alone. It's like this picture that I saw. We're running and God is standing there. And the invitation is always there for life. The invitation is always there, all the time. Sometimes we get frustrated praying for people and say, sure, but nothing is happening, I just walk away. I say, we still have a choice. We always have a choice. If we want to accept what God has put in front of us, if we want to accept what's there on the table, it's our choice. And God respects that choice. And that's something that's the nature of God, how He works. That choice is there. The choice to choose life. And for this year, I pray that we will choose life. Everyone that comes in here, it's a blessing, and we come together and we worship Lord. I know God is here. We've seen miracles happening here. We've seen God working in our lives and doing amazing things. So God is real, but I just realized that we need to commit to something. God honors commitment. It's not like we... And sometimes we... Many people that talk to me and I say, okay, so are you, what are you going to do now? What did you decide? So now I'm just going to do this and this and this and this, and then I'll see. I say, okay, that's fine, but for a time. For some period, there's a time where we will have to make a decision. Sometimes it's between churches. I often say to people, I don't mind if someone come here and then they leave again, they go to another church. But for me, it's great if I know that they slot in and they're following Jesus. And it's a life-giving church. Because then I know God will honor that commitment. He will honor what they are doing. But just hopping around and just going here and there. And that's something that the world wants us to do. That consumerism. You just go for where it's nice. Where it looks nice, where we can get a lot of stuff. And if we fall into that trap, then a lot of things are going to disappoint us. A lot of things are just going to... It's not going to satisfy. Because God is the one that satisfies us. And there's a couple of... There's needs, there's holes and things inside of us that only God will fill. But He will fill it once we make a commitment. And this is God's house, and He's the... Church is... God is the head of the church. If we give our heart to the Lord and we start following the Lord, that then we are part of the global church. But then we also see local churches, local communities, where people come together on a regular basis, and when they seek the Lord and worship the Lord, and we commit towards that. I just want to read to you the... Okay, first I'm just going to read Psalm 147. Our verse for the year for Shofar, God's building, is: the Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the scattered people of Israel. He heals those who have broken hearts. He can take care of their wounds. That's our prayer, that God is building up our church. He's building us up, but He's also bringing healing. I believe this is also a year that we can receive some of that healing and some of that breakthrough and things that we are so longing for. And Colossians 1 verse 18 says, He's the head of the body, the church. God is committed to the local church. He's committed to us. John Piper wrote, He said a local church is a group of baptized believers who meet regularly to worship God through Jesus Christ, to be exalted from the Word of God, and to celebrate the Lord's Supper under the guidance of duly appointed leaders. And then the goal is to live in such a way that God's wisdom and all the other aspects of His glory will be displayed to the world and to the hosts of heaven. The church job is to live so that people can see that God is real. That people can see that God is real. A small group, or I think it was a small group on Wednesday, we just talked and we decided that we must have a vision for a small group. Because else if we're just meeting on a regular basis and it's nice and you always say, yeah, this is what happened, then it's nothing, then I can just bribe. And I can just invite everyone over and say, okay, this is what's going on in my life, this is what's going on in your life, it's great, we eat a choppy and we go. And it's a social club. But this is not a social club. God is real. And God manifests Himself in and through us. And that's the amazing thing. And that's what my vision also for us as a church, that we will see that God is real. That we will see Him manifest in our midst. But also in our small groups when we come together on a regular basis. And just through our lives. As we interact with people. We can trust God for divine connections. We chatted about that, and I was running on Friday morning. And I said, obviously you run past a lot of people. They're not running with me, they're standing next to the road. So we just ran, and then I check, and I just think about the people, and I think, okay, Lord, maybe there's a message for one, or I don't know. So I just, and then there was a hat, just a cap lying on the road, and I picked it up and said, okay, and I just felt I must just give it to one of the guys that's close by, and his face just lit up, and it was just an amazing experience, and I just sense that God is doing something. It is something small, and I was immediately, when I give it to him, and I saw his face, and I saw how happy he is. There was something happening inside of me, just saying, wow, there's just more than what I see around me. And sometimes to experience the Lord and to see what He's doing, it doesn't always entail doing massive, big things that we think is big. We can trust God for small things. We can trust Him just for a word of encouragement. Just for a word for someone. Because we see. And someone said that we see what we're looking for. That is true. If you look for a new car and that's what you focus upon, then every nice car that you want, they just stand out. And then I'll tell them, that one. It's as if what you're looking for is in front of you. You see it. So if we look for Jesus, we will see it. If we look for those divine appointments, those divine connections, I believe that we will see it. That we will realize where it is, and that we will start flowing in that, start seeing it in our lives. And that's the blessing of serving an almighty God, and serving the Lord. And I really want to encourage you, like Pastor Fred said, we all got a gift, we all got something that God has done in our lives. There's a gift, there's a contribution. At intercession on Monday evening, everybody shared. There were many evenings last year where we were not so many people, and so it was so nice to have a big group, and everybody shared and everybody said something, and I realized afterwards that it would have not been the same if they didn't pitch. We would have missed out. I would have missed out on all the contributions and everything that was said. But somebody said something and somebody else said something and they asked me a question and I said, I don't know what to say. And then Pete will say something and Rian, and we had a discussion, and every time see if somebody else just have something on their heart. And I realized that is just God doing something in our midst. Right there. Everybody's bringing their contribution and something amazing is happening. But if we just think what we can get, then we're going to miss out. And we might even be disappointed and go home and miss out on quite a lot. So God is here. This is His church. He's in charge, and He put us together for good deeds. Matthew 5 verse 16 says, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. So that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. And those are good deeds. There's things that prepared for us that people will see. When they see, they will know that, and they will start giving glory to God. Because they will realize that God is real. Now I want to encourage you with that, to really look for that. And then we talk about we want to be great in this world and we want to have a great church. But if you look at the word, what is greatness, we will be reminded that in Mark 10 verse 43, Jesus answered his disciples and he said, whoever would be great among you must be your servant. Jesus was a servant. We don't always like to hear that. We want to be in charge, we want to be the man, and everybody else is just serving us. And that's for me, that's something that I must remind myself about. Even in my house, just serving Lee, my wife, serving my children, that's something that God must do in my heart, to be a servant. Because that is greatness in God's eyes. That is doing something great for the Lord. And us coming together and knowing that God is the head of the church, the confidence we can have is that all authority has been given to Jesus on heaven and on the earth. All authority. We've got all authority. It's ours. And every name shall bow before the name of Jesus. Those are the almost the framework in which we operate. And that's very encouraging for me to know there's a confidence and a boldness that I can walk with Jesus. And there's authority that comes with that. So this morning I just want us again to realize that you are a gift. We know that this is a gift, is something that I can do, but you are a gift. God created you fearfully and wonderfully. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. And I just believe that the devil comes and he just wanna steal, kill, and destroy. He just wanna distract, he wanna pull down, he wanna remove any confidence that we have. And then we're just gonna sit in our room, and I had those days where I just locked my room. I remember at varsity specifically, people looking for me, I just locked the room. I didn't want to see anyone. I just want to be alone. And I sat there and I said, I just want to think about life. I just want to think. It wasn't so good. Nothing came from it. I was probably a bit calmer afterwards. But I tell the children when they're very angry, go to the bathroom, calm down. Can't talk now. Sometimes it's good, we need to calm down. Let's step away a bit and clear our minds. But my healing came when I connected to someone again. Obviously also from the Lord. But so many times when I connected, when I reach out again, and I said, help me. Well, this is what's going on. And somebody just come and they just said, Yaku, what are you doing? Stop that. Don't do that. And it helped me in that accountability relationships. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 24 to 28. Let's quickly but God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it. There may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. God put us together and we form this local body of Christ. And And we need to set our mind about making God great, doing those good deeds. Like we said last week, is we will be busy. We will have a lot of things in our lives. We will have it. But it's wrong that we have a life with more craziness than what we want, because we have less Jesus than what we need. It's wrong that we have so much craziness, more craziness than what we want, because we have less Jesus than what we need. Let's commit to make the Lord part of our lives. Let's commit and to plan our priorities and to plan our things accordingly for this year, and to do this right. And in our church, we've got a lot of ministries and things that we do. And I believe there's a place for each one of you where you can fit in. Obviously, we're still small, so sometimes we just need volunteers and we need people to help out, especially of our children's church. It's just amazing to see what's happening there, and the new stuff that we, new curriculum that we bought, and we invest quite a bit into it. But it's just everything we do is an opportunity to give life, to bring glory to God. Just on a Sunday, just a morning like this, some guys that come, they do set up, some is busy there. Everything forms part of making it possible to receive from the Lord. That's all ministry. And God sees everything. And the thing that's I know that God is the head of the church. This is God's body. This is His church. He loves the church. What drives me to be committed towards church is because I love God. I love Jesus. And I know the church is on His heart, so I love the church and building His church. It just goes together for me. So I pray that each one of us will commit to what's on the Lord's heart. And church is definitely very much part of it. And yes, I realize that we've been hurt in church. We've been hurt by people that we thought that they're following Jesus and doing good things. We were disappointed. We come with a lot of expectations, and things is not what it seemed, what we thought it's going to be. And it happens. And that's just some of the things that the Lord has laid on my heart for, as we talk about Activate Sunday, that we maybe also talk about some of the hurts. And also talk about some of the things that happened. Sometimes people didn't even know what they were busy doing. They didn't realize the words that they say. They didn't realize how it hurt. They didn't know at the time. But I still want to put the invitation to you that maybe you can just reach out to the Lord and say, Lord, please heal me from that what happened. Please restore me, Lord, because I want to move forward. I want to go beyond this. I want to reach out beyond this. I don't want to carry this hurt and all the stuff that happened with me all the time. And there's a, like I said, there's a place for each one of us. The Lord will put stuff on your heart. You will just have a heart for things. For that's part of the church. There's some of my friends, they say to me they're actually very they're introverts, and they don't actually, generally they don't like people so much. But now everybody's telling them, wow, you love people. And they say, what happened? And they say, it's just the Lord that changed my heart. It's just something that the Lord did in His heart. And that's what I want us to do, that this year we will allow God to come and to change us. That we will allow Him to come and change our ideas about church, our ideas about people, our ideas about just serving in the church, and that we will commit to the local body. That we will commit somewhere. And all those contributions, for me it's always lovely to see when it comes together and God is glorified. When when we come together as a group, we can do our worship, we can have a children's church, and there will be things after service, people will come and they'll say, wow, God touched me there. This thing stood out. There's children that come back and they say, and Lee will, they will sing songs, and then they ask them, what do you feel Jesus is telling you? And they will start sharing. And they will start saying, this is what Jesus put on my heart. And we can see lives being changed, all as a result of what we are doing, all as a result of what is happening. And many of us had babies, so you know, the baby cries, the baby's got a bad, a dirty nappy, there's a lot of stuff, you wake up in the middle of the night, you just do all this stuff, everything is not glorious. Everything is not so amazing, but we do it because we love the baby. And that is just for me, everything is not always going to be glorious. Some things is going to be messy. Even connecting with one another, sometimes it's going to be messy. Sometimes, I was talking to a guy last year and we were just discussing it, and he said, whoa, Yaki, you can't say that. I said, man, you said that to me, and I said something back, and he said, no, this is getting a bit rough. I said, no, man, we're putting everything on the table. Let's just talk. And then it was like he gave me a blow again, but what stood out, we were teachable. We were open for not to fight, not to have an argument, just an honest conversation. And that was so good. And it was messy, but we could have walked away from there, and I said, man, that was the best conversation we had in years. Just putting stuff on the table and just talk. And just saying what's on our hearts. And just working it out. And let's do that. Let's talk about the things that's on our heart. Our contribution, my contribution, your contribution, is important to the Lord. And you will be rewarded. I don't often preach about when we give that we will give back, or sowing and reaping and all those things. I just know that God is no man's debtor. God rewards in His ways, in His times. And we serve the Lord. He is in control. He's in charge. And there's a lot of testimonies, a lot of things that I know that in my life, how God blessed me. I just know God is good. He's good all the time. Often there's questions where I don't understand things. But I say, Lord, explain to me. Show me what's going on. Help me to understand. Help me to know. So I want to make His name great. And I believe we all want to make His name great. But it's something that we must plan for. It's something that we must make a decision for and commit towards. It's not something that's just going to say, yes, it's a good thing to do, and then we just go on the next Sunday, yes, it's a good thing to do. I know I must do it. But let's start taking action. Let's start building with the Lord and partnering with Him. So just some of the things that we have in church, I said, the sound setup, we're still a small church, so very much people are involved in a lot of things, and we do a lot of things, we help at a lot of places, but my heart is that as we get more people, that you will start to settle on something that's more in line with your gifting and what God has placed in your heart. There's a discipleship where we grow, where we come together, courses, our encounter courses, our foundation courses. These are things that we do on a regular basis, where we talk about what we believe, and it's the one that we talk about life and all the things where we should have been blessed, maybe places where we've got hurt. And there's another one, Foundation 4, where you just worship over a weekend. It's all ministry, but it's not things that we do to live happily ever after. That we can tick all the boxes and say, I've done all the encounters. know. We learn, we are a disciple, we're becoming like Jesus, that what we receive, that we can pass it on to somebody else. That we can be effective. And we just pass it on. And we've got opportunities in our worship team. Not everybody is going to be allowed to play in the worship team for various reasons. But afterwards you can talk to Lizelle if you want to just be part of it. Even just doing sound and everything. That is all ministry. I just want to say it again. It's all ministry. Doing the offering here, it's all ministry. It's all a place where we trust God to speak through us and to bring something of God. To bless one another. And there's the intercession happens on Monday evenings where we pray together at my house where we actually just want to bring some worship again also. Where we just come together and we pray and we hear what's on God's heart. So many things last year, things that happened is the things that we've prayed for. You can actually go back and see we've prayed for this and this and this. Those are the things that's happened. Those are the things that started to happen. I mentioned the children's church and the worship. I'm just mentioning some things. Pastor Fred said that we're not going to introduce a lot of new things. And I said, well, maybe there are a lot of things that's going on, especially in Stellenbosch, a very big church. I say, bring what God is putting on your heart. Bring it to me. Maybe there's somebody else that also brings the same thing. And you say, wow, this is something that we can do. This is a place where we can help out. Like last year, we started visiting the old age home here in Brooklyn. And it was amazing. We just went to the people that don't get any visitors ever. And it's something that started, and it's now amazing to see how their lives are changing. Sometimes there's a once-off event where we took close to the TB hospital or doing stuff like that. It can be a once-off or it can be something that we do more regularly. But those are just examples of outreaches or missions. But come, let us discuss, because I believe God is working through His church. And He wants to do a great and mighty thing through us, that is God's church. And there's a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of places to serve, to be involved, but there's also just things that God put on our heart. Where we can say, wow, this is something from the Lord. Let's pull together. Let's do it. And lastly, I just want to say that Jesus and His disciples, they lived together, they walked together, they learned. He taught them for 3 years. It was so intimate. I'm still looking for ways where we can, as a church family, just connect more often. Doesn't have that we must see each other, but it's just something that I pray about and think about, where it will not only be a Sunday service and sometime where everything, that's it. And now I can do my life again. And I must just do things, and then I can go on. Where it just become more integrated. Because this is our life. This is what we do. We worship the Lord. And we bring glory to His name. So over these 3 days, we're gonna fast and pray. You guys are welcome. Everybody, don't feel condemned to do something or do what God has placed on your heart. Just respond to that. Maybe there's something that you want to give up. Some people, sometimes they give up Facebook because they're addicted to Facebook. So for them, it's a great thing. Others will give up coffee. For them, it's a great thing. They can eat as much, but to give up coffee is actually, and there's a few people like that I can think of very quickly. I don't mind, they can eat whatever. They must not just stop drinking coffee for the day. That will be a challenge. But just decide. And maybe you can't make the prayer events or where we come together, that's fine. You can still pray. You pray about your contribution. You pray about focus on the Lord. Pray about your contribution. Maybe ask the Lord to reveal where maybe you've got hurt. Maybe there's stuff that happened where It just keeps you away from what God wants to do through your life. And ask the Lord to show you if there's something like that. Then we focus on God and we come to Him and we pray together. So it will be tomorrow evening at my house, and then I'll just let you know I would like to have Wednesday evening here from 6:30 till 8:00, where we come together. But let's stand. God is building His church, He's building us, and we are becoming like Him. Things that we live for. I just know that you can be confident of God's commitment towards your life this morning. And maybe afterwards you wanna just make a recommitment. Then please come and respond, and I'll pray with you. Sometimes it's just someone just want to say, Lord, I just want to commit your church, or take someone and pray with someone that's standing next to you. But then it's important that we just respond to the word, that we just act upon what God has done in our hearts. That it will not just be another Sunday where we talk about a lot of good things, and then we just come back next Sunday. To see, it's amazing when we experience the Lord. That always blows my mind. With God's presence, and when you hear something, you see, you act upon something that you felt, you encourage someone, you pray for someone, you say, wow, that was God doing something. That's amazing. For some of us, it was a very long time since last we experienced something like that. So I just feel, I'm just going to pray for us, that we will really experience the Lord. That church will not be a social club, because it can be a very nice social club. But God has gathered us for His purposes and for His glory. Father, thank you that we can come this morning, Lord, and just realize again that you are the head of the church, Lord. And thank you, Father, for bringing us together here. Thank you for each one that's here, and that each one is a gift. That you've placed something special in each one of us. I just come against the lies of Satan, Lord, that want to have us believe that we are not worth something, that we've got nothing to give, that we must be afraid of people, that we can't stand up and do anything for anyone, that we can't speak into someone's life. We come against those lies, Lord, and I pray that you will start breaking them down in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for a hunger for you. Let's pray for a new hunger in each one of us, for you and for your glory. Because one moment in your presence, Lord, is just amazing. It is life. It fills us, and we all need that. Lord, I pray that where there's emptiness inside of us, that you will come and you will fill it right now. Some of us, we're really tired. The year started very, very quickly. I just pray that you will fill the emptiness, Lord. Fill us up in Jesus' name. And then, Lord, show us your place for each one of us. I pray for a heart for what's on your heart, a love for people. A love for your church. A love for you. This will be true of our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen.